Thanks to doctors, they refused to perform a sex change operation on a newborn. Otherwise, I might not have gotten off with just a warped psyche. But my mom was not very confused by the presence of an extra detail between my legs. She decided to get her own so desirable daughter at any cost. And instead of putting me in an orphanage and trying another chance to make a girl, she started raising me, yeah, like a girl. Until I was 7, I was okay with that one. Dresses, bows, long hair. You see, I thought I was a girl, and all this was not a strain for me. Of course, I didn't go to kindergarten and I didn't try to undress in front of anyone. I was so lucky in my life that I was never really ill. So I was taken to the doctor's only for some mandatory scheduled examinations, where no one tried to examine me, more closely. By the way, I still don't know how my mom managed to make me totally female documents. Yeah, on my birth certificate and then on my passport, the gender is stated as female. With my pale, thin appearance, long hair, and large anime-like eyes, no one really had any questions. Even my Adam's apple was not very distinguishable. And as for the breasts absence, well, sometimes it happens to women, depending on their physiology. My mom doesn't have big breasts either. And at 12, I realized I was attracted to girls, and I wanted to appear as manly, strong, so that the girls looked at me as a potential mate. You know, all those teenage hugs and hand-holding and cheek-kissing under the stairs. Of course, my mom was the first to know about it when I refused to wear another dress and demanded to buy me normal jeans with a hoodie. My mom yelled at me seriously for the first time and said I was crazy. It was wrong and absolutely terrible. I believed it because I didn't know that nature just takes its course. I thought maybe it was some kind of wrong thing of me, but it turned out I was right. Anyway, except for my sexual orientation, I was a good girl. I was obedient and very pretty. My mom did not take into account the fact that I would grow up, which meant that sooner or later, I would try to start a relationship. Any relationship. I mean, I'll have to interact with other people. As ill luck would have it, things went according to the worst case scenario. My classmate became interested in me, and gradually we got closer to a more or less romantic relationship. I didn't like him, but I was in no hurry to push him away, because it's better to let everyone think I have someone rather than being harassed in the hallway. Well, at one fairly close moment, he decided to insist and reached into my panties. Can you guess what he found there? This was the first time in my life when I got seriously beaten for my appearance. Moreover, this guy told all of his classmates and they started to openly despise me. They just spat at me in the eyes and beat me from time to time. Though I realized after the first experience that it makes sense to fight back. I told my mom about it, but she just cried and complained about my aggressiveness to others. And she told me that decent girls don't fight back. Of course, I had already realized what was happening, but I couldn't change anything unless I was sneaking out of my mom's house to change my clothes, but that didn't help much by then. And then, I was almost raped. No, it's unlikely the crowd of degenerates practiced the same-sex love, but they clearly understood what kind of people should walk in their district. It's an irony, yes, but I was surrounded and pressed down with very bad intentions. Actually, I was almost saved by an accident. There was a police patrol passing by, and I managed to yell before I was knocked out. This is the last straw, a sign that it's time to get out at any cost. I started to steal money from my mom. I secretly worked in a nightclub. I can even confess I got involved with some criminals who promised to get me a fake male passport. I wanted to live somewhere for a while to move out later when I turned 18. Of course, I'm not proud of what I did, but I'm not going to suffer because of my unpleasant past. It was hard, and with the cost of my own conscience and morals, I managed to get everything I needed. A passport, money for the first time, and even decent clothes, like any normal guy should have. Then, there were a couple of years of hell when I had to literally survive. Well, I'm fine now. Yeah, my mom was a crazy, inadequate woman whose place is in a mental asylum. I don't know how I managed not to become the same as her, but the fact is, I survived and remain adequate. But I still would not recommend such a fate to anyone. Write your opinion on my story in the comments. Share it with those who find their life difficult as well. And remember that yourself does not depend on your upbringing and environment, because you are only yourself and no one else. Thanks to doctors, they refused to perform a sex change operation on a newborn. Otherwise, I might not have gotten off with just a warped psyche. But my mom was not very confused by the presence of an extra detail between my legs. She decided to get her own so desirable daughter at any cost. And instead of putting me in an orphanage and trying another chance to make a girl, she started raising me, yeah, like a girl. Until I was 7, I was okay with that one. Dresses, bows, long hair. You see, I thought I was a girl, and all this was not a strain for me. Of course, I didn't go to kindergarten, and I didn't try to undress in front of anyone. I was so lucky in my life that I was never really ill. So I was taken to the doctor's only for some mandatory scheduled examinations, where no one tried to examine me, more closely. By the way, I still don't know how my mom managed to make me totally female documents. Yeah, on my birth certificate and then on my passport, the gender is stated as female. With my pale, thin appearance, long hair, and large anime-like eyes, no one really had any questions. Even my Adam's apple was not very distinguishable. And as for the breasts absence, well, sometimes it happens to women, depending on their physiology. My mom doesn't have big breasts either. And at 12, I realized I was attracted to girls, and I wanted to appear as manly, strong, so that the girls looked at me as a potential mate. You know, all those teenage hugs and hand-holding and cheek-kissing under the stairs. Of course, my mom was the first to know about it when I refused to wear another dress and demanded to buy me normal jeans with a hoodie. My mom yelled at me seriously for the first time and said I was crazy. It was wrong and absolutely terrible. I believed it because I didn't know that nature just takes its course. I thought maybe it was some kind of wrong thing of me, but it turned out I was right. Anyway, except for my sexual orientation, I was a good girl. I was obedient and very pretty. My mom did not take into account the fact that I would grow up, which meant that sooner or later, I would try to start a relationship. Any relationship. I mean, I'll have to interact with other people. As ill luck would have it, things went according to the worst-case scenario. My classmate became interested in me, and gradually, we got closer to a more or less romantic relationship. I didn't like him, but I was in no hurry to push him away, because it's better to let everyone think I have someone rather than being harassed in the hallway. Well, at one fairly close moment, he decided to insist and reached into my panties. Can you guess what he found there? This was the first time in my life when I got seriously beaten for my appearance. Moreover, this guy told all of his classmates and they started to openly despise me. They just spat at me in the eyes and beat me from time to time. Though I realized after the first experience that it makes sense to fight back. I told my mom about it, but she just cried and complained about my aggressiveness to others. And she told me that decent girls don't fight back. Of course, I had already realized what was happening, but I couldn't change anything unless I was sneaking out of my mom's house to change my clothes, but that didn't help much by then. And then, I was almost raped. No, it's unlikely the crowd of degenerates practiced the same-sex love, but they clearly understood what kind of people should walk in their district. It's an irony, yes, but I was surrounded and pressed down with very bad intentions. Actually, I was almost saved by an accident. There was a police patrol passing by, and I managed to yell before I was knocked out. This is the last straw. A sign that it's time to get out at any cost. I started to steal money from my mom. I secretly worked in a nightclub. I can even confess I got involved with some criminals who promised to get me a fake male passport. I wanted to live somewhere for a while to move out later when I turned 18. Of course, I'm not proud of what I did, but I'm not going to suffer because of my unpleasant past. It was hard, and with the cost of my own conscience and morals, I managed to get everything I needed. A passport, money for the first time, and even decent clothes like any normal guy should have. Then, there were a couple of years of hell when I had to literally survive. Well, I'm fine now. Yeah, my mom was a crazy, inadequate woman whose place is in a mental asylum. I don't know how I managed not to become the same as her, but the fact is, I survived and remain adequate. But I still would not recommend such a fate to anyone. Write your opinion on my story in the comments. Share it with those who find their life difficult as well. And remember that yourself does not depend on your upbringing and environment. Because you are only yourself and no one else. Hey everybody, my name is Val, and I used to have a lot of admiring fans who called me a beauty and flood me with compliments. My life would be perfect if it weren't for one thing. I'm a guy. In fact, I don't really care about the guys in general, or my fans in particular. I'm a committed, straight guy. I love girls, and recently, I have been actively working with a psychotherapist to restore my psyche. Thanks to my mom, my behavior and appearance are typically feminine, except for one detail. Anyway, I'm kind of a reverse transgender. I want to become a man, but I look like a girl, and in fact, I should be a man. It all started long before I was born. Well, at least 9 months before. I suspect my mom went crazy back then, and that's why my biological father ran away. She desperately needed a kid, and strictly a daughter. She simply couldn't agree on a son, and she tried to choose a right partner, calculated something there, making horoscopes and some other crazy stuff. And I was born anyway. Thanks to doctors, they refused to perform a sex change operation on a newborn. Otherwise, I might not have gotten off with just a warped psyche. But my mom was not very confused by the presence of an extra detail between my legs. She decided to get her own so desirable daughter at any cost. And instead of putting me in an orphanage and trying another chance to make a girl, she started raising me, yeah, like a girl. Until I was 7, I was okay with that one. Dresses, bows, long hair. You see, I thought I was a girl, and all this was not a strain for me. Of course, I didn't go to kindergarten, and I didn't try to undress in front of anyone. I was so lucky in my life that I was never really ill. So I was taken to the doctor's only for some mandatory scheduled examinations, where no one tried to examine me, more closely. By the way, I still don't know how my mom managed to make me totally female documents. Yeah, on my birth certificate and then on my passport, the gender is stated as female. With my pale, thin appearance, long hair, and large anime-like eyes, no one really had any questions. Even my Adam's apple was not very distinguishable. And as for the breasts absence, well, sometimes it happens to women, depending on their physiology. My mom doesn't have big breasts either. And at 12, I realized I was attracted to girls, and I wanted to appear as manly, strong, so that the girls looked at me as a potential mate. You know, all those teenage hugs and hand-holding and cheek-kissing under the stairs. Of course, my mom was the first to know about it when I refused to wear another dress and demanded to buy me normal jeans with a hoodie. My mom yelled at me seriously for the first time and said I was crazy. It was wrong and absolutely terrible. I believed it, because I didn't know that nature just takes its course. I thought maybe it was some kind of wrong thing of me, but it turned out I was right. Anyway, except for my sexual orientation, I was a good girl. I was obedient and very pretty. My mom did not take into account the fact that I would grow up, which meant that sooner or later, I would try to start a relationship. Any relationship. I mean, I'll have to interact with other people. As ill luck would have it, things went according to the worst case scenario. My classmate became interested in me, and gradually we got closer to a more or less romantic relationship. I didn't like him, but I was in no hurry to push him away, because it's better to let everyone think I have someone rather than being harassed in the hallway. Well, at one fairly close moment, he decided to insist and reached into my panties. Can you guess what he found there? This was the first time in my life when I got seriously beaten for my appearance. Moreover, this guy told all of his classmates and they started to openly despise me. They just spat at me in the eyes and beat me from time to time. Though I realized after the first experience that it makes sense to fight back. I told my mom about it, but she just cried and complained about my aggressiveness to others. And she told me that decent girls don't fight back. Of course, I had already realized what was happening, but I couldn't change anything unless I was sneaking out of my mom's house to change my clothes. But that didn't help much by then. And then, I was almost raped. No, it's unlikely the crowd of degenerates practiced the same-sex love, but they clearly understood what kind of people should walk in their district. It's an irony, yes, but I was surrounded and pressed down with very bad intentions. Actually, I was almost saved by an accident. There was a police patrol passing by, and I managed to yell before I was knocked out. This is the last straw, a sign that it's time to get out at any cost. I started to steal money from my mom. I secretly worked in a nightclub. I can even confess I got involved with some criminals who promised to get me a fake male passport. I wanted to live somewhere for a while to move out later when I turned 18. Of course, I'm not proud of what I did, but I'm not going to suffer because of my unpleasant past. It was hard, and with the cost of my own conscience and morals, I managed to get everything I needed. A passport, money for the first time, and even decent clothes like any normal guy should have. Then, there were a couple of years of hell when I had to literally survive. Well, I'm fine now. Yeah, my mom was a crazy, inadequate woman whose place is in a mental asylum. I don't know how I managed not to become the same as her, but the fact is, I survived and remain adequate. But I still would not recommend such a fate to anyone. Write your opinion on my story in the comments. Share it with those who find their life difficult as well. And remember that yourself does not depend on your upbringing and environment. Because you are only yourself and no one else.